Harry sat in seething silence, glaring at Dumbledore. What was going on? Did this mean that Dumbledore had indeed ordered Snape to find out what Malfoy was doing, in which case he had already heard everything Harry had just told him from Snape? Or was he really worried by what he had heard, but pretending not to be? So, sir, said Harry in what he hoped was a polite, calm voice, you definitely still trust?
I have been tolerant enough to answer that question already, said Dumbledore,
but he did not sound very tolerant anymore.
My answer has not changed.
I should think not, said a snide voice.
Phineas Nigellus was evidently only pretending to be asleep. Dumbledore ignored him.
And now, Harry, I must insist that we press on. I have more important things to discuss with you this evening.
Harry sat there, feeling mutinous. How would it be if he refused to permit the change of subject, if he insisted upon arguing the case against Malfoy? As though he had read Harry's mind, Dumbledore shook his head.
Ah, Harry, how often this happens, even between the best of friends. Each of us believes that what he has to say is much more important than anything the other might have to contribute.
I don't think what you've got to say is unimportant, sir, said Harry stiffly.
Well, you are quite right, because it is not, said Dumbledore briskly. I have two more memories to show you this evening, both obtained with enormous difficulty, and the second of them is, I think, the most important I have collected.
Harry did not say anything to this. He still felt angry at the reception his confidences had received, but could not see what was to be gained by arguing further.
So, said Dumbledore in a ringing voice, we meet this evening to continue the tale of Tom Riddle, whom we left last lesson poised on the threshold of his years at Hogwarts. You will remember how excited he was to hear that he was a wizard, that he refused my company on a trip to Diagon Alley, and that I, in turn, warned him against continued thievery when he arrived at school. Well, the start of the school year arrived, and with it came Tom Riddle, a quiet boy in his second-hand robes, who lined up with the other first years to be sorted. He was placed in Slytherin House almost the moment that the sorting hat touched his head,
continued Dumbledore, waving his blackened hand toward the shelf over his head where the sorting hat sat, ancient and unmoving.
How soon Riddle learned that the famous founder of the house could talk to snakes, I do not know. Perhaps that very evening. The knowledge can only have excited him and increased his sense of self-importance. However, if he was frightening or impressing fellow Slytherins with displays of Parseltongue in their common room, no hint of it reached the staff. He showed no sign of outward arrogance or aggression at all.